This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
The Sears Automotive Center knows that when you get your car back from the shop, you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive Crew offers Price Match Plus to get you the best price guaranteed. Come see for yourself at the Get Ready for Summer Sale. Through June 20th, save on all Michelin tires, plus get free installation with a $70 mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. And save $100 on a four-wheel brake job after a mail-in rebate. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Life well spent.
Sport Clips, America's haircut place for men and boys, knows there are certain places made just for guys, like restaurants with nine different types of buffalo wings next to a go-kart track. That's Sport Clips. Sports on TV, a relaxing neck and shoulder massage, our legendary hot steam towel, and a great haircut from people who specialize only in men's and boys' hair care. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. Visit sportclips.com to find the store nearest you and ask for the MVP treatment.
Things that I think we forget in this LeBron James situation is,
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal. People know me. I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
I woke up this morning in some Japanese family's rec room, and they would not stop screaming.
Loud noises!
Don't touch me. I'll beat your brains out.
Not a game.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
It's sports.
All around the clock. Sports all the time. That's the concept of the news.
Oh, that's never gonna work. That's ridiculous.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're glad to have you along with us on this final day of June. Yes, it is the final day of June, and we have crowned ourselves a collegiate baseball national champion. But yet, Michael Vick is the number one story on SportsCenter, which makes me ill. When you've got Wimbledon and the World Cup, even if you're not really concerned about that, who cares? Really? We've got so much that can be talked about on the program today, and we'll try to get to as much as possible. We want you to be a part of it, and we're glad to have you back here, 1460 and 1550. Kudos to our engineer, Val, who has done such a great job over the past 24 hours working hard and getting us back on the air, and we're glad that you're back with us. And we've got a couple of interesting guests. UNK Athletic Director John McBride will join us on our Loper Link today to talk about, I think, something that was really on the back burner to many folks for quite a while. I guess you heard about it years ago, and then you just kind of forgot about it. Now, all of a sudden, there's talk again about the Lopers leaving the RMAC and maybe going to the MIAA, which is part of UNO, that whole thing, Fort Hays, and that whole thing. And I scratch my head about it and go, what? I just got a lot of questions. And coming back from the RMAC meetings, this is where Athletic Director John McBride has been the last few days. Does he feel like Tom Osborne, who was on Jim Rome yesterday, by the way? Go to his website if you missed it. Does he feel like that? Jason Danley will join us from the College Fan Sports Network. The NAIA Preview Magazine's out today. The top 25 out earlier this week. We'll talk with Jason about that as football gets rolling here and they get a little time before the big boys step onto the stage. So that's all coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Plus, day one of fireworks in the books. Daddy, how'd it go at the Shack?
You know what? Slow morning. We picked it up in the afternoon, though, and get some more kids out. Come on, give your kids some money. They're Americans.
I heard stuff blowing up last night. I assume the louder and the brighter and the cool stuff was all from the Shack there. Just north of Derry.
Yeah, most of the duds came from everybody else's, but yeah, the big stuff, most of the stuff up in the air you saw was all from TD Shack number 32.
Roger Federer looked like poo this morning.
Bounced.
Yeah, he didn't play well. Okay, and that's what's always going to happen when the top players get bounced. He didn't play well. I watched most of the second half of that match. 6-1 and then 6-4 at the end. He had a chance to break at the end, couldn't get it done. Federich played very well. But unfortunately, as we see in tennis, the kid that beat Andy Murray or Andy Roddick just got killed today, just destroyed today. It happens in the women's events. It happens in the men's event. You pull off that huge upset.
He should have stayed in the loo.
And then you're gone in the next round. The difference is that Federich is actually a ranked player and sets number 12 in the world. So maybe he has a chance, but he's got to take on number 3 in Djokovic in the next round. I think this opens up for Andy Murray now, which the Brits have been waiting for years, but he lost the first set today to Tsonga. So
when you lose the player, well, not that we're huge tennis fans. Doug, you're probably one of the bigger tennis fans. I say that every year. I mean, you love following these major championships and love seeing the action.
I love watching what's going on now. Again, Wimbledon's on in the morning. I'm at work. I'm doing all the sports stuff. Wimbledon's on. It's live. It's not tape delayed. Oh, wait a minute. But most of the time on ESPN, it's live at least. And so you're watching what's actually going on instead of everything that's always in prime time. So that's, you know, Australian Open's on in the morning, Wimbledon's on in the morning, French Open's on in the morning. You know, the only one that's not, of course, is the U.S. Open. So there you go.
But even the U.S. Open, you pay more attention to that than I think the normal sports fan with football and all that goes on during the start of the U.S. Open. And you know more tennis names. Have you ever heard of the guy? Tsongas?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think the casual tennis fan out there is going, who? And that really, you know, pushes tennis further, you know, further back in what somebody's thinking about. When you're hearing people get upset by people they've never heard of, have no interest in. Then when you say Andy Murray has got a chance, I think, oh, okay, people have heard of that name, sparks some interest. But I don't like when the names are being said are so far out there. And people, you know, people want to hear the names on the leaderboard in golf that are highly recognizable. That's pretty plain and simple.
One other thing before we get into the great game that was, I want this free agency stuff over. And again, I think this is our demographic where we live, that there is not a lot of interest in the NBA now. Of course, Derek, our former producer, I don't think he'd disagree. I think he'd agree that there's not a lot of huge NBA fans. He's an NBA fan, but there's so many names out there. And I want to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this. If I was Rick Bucher, I would have gotten a physical altercation with Chris Broussard on the Mike and Mike show this morning. Chris Broussard sucks, all right? I could get into a whole lot of things that would get me thrown off this radio station after listening to that punk talk on the air this morning. He is constantly on everything. He is on more than Joe Shad has ever been on. He is on more than Kirk Herbstreit. And he's saying nothing. He's absolutely saying nothing. He's saying nothing that you, Tony, couldn't say by reading the paper and listening to everybody else right now. Has he broke one bit of news? Has he turned over one new leaf? Yet he's saying to Rick Bucher, let me finish, and goes on to just babble about absolutely nothing. If I was Rick Bucher and it was a 7 o'clock hour this morning, I hope you heard it, I would have come across the table and I'd have Jim Everett his Jim Rome face all over the place. What a punk. Chris Broussard, bring it right here. I got a mic for you. You have told me nothing. You have told me nothing, and you are on every second this last week.
Now, the conversation was obviously NBA since they were talking to Rick Bucher, and it was, take us back, help us what it was about, or tell us why it angered. I mean, you got to slow it down, because I don't think a lot of people listening right now didn't hear that.
They're talking about all this.
Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, all ended up in Miami.
He's told me nothing. Yeah, he might go to Chicago. Well, they met, we all know what's been going. He's broke no new news. He has broken nothing. But when he told Rick Bucher to basically shut up on the air, are you going to let me finish? It wasn't friendly. It was not friendly. It wasn't joking. He was being a punk. And then he went on and, well, then finish already, I would have said. Finish. You're telling me nothing, idiot. Okay, there's my rant for the day. One of them.
Okay. You want to talk about the game that was last night?
Great. Great College World Series game. And I'm going to throw this out as the Ace Hardware Bull or Noble, and I'm not sure that I believe it, but I think it's close. South Carolina, worst is not the word, and I don't know if least talented is, but I will say, man, what's another word for worst?
Less likely to win?
No. That is not where I'm going. That is not where I'm going at all. South Carolina is the worst national baseball champion in the last 25 years.
Oh, Douglas.
Well, somebody has to be, Tony. Somebody has to be. The last 25 champions in the College World Series, South Carolina, least talented, worst. And I'm not saying they are, but they sure aren't in the top 60%. That's your Bull or Noble. Give us your opinion. And that is, this has nothing to do with the exciting game that was played last night. But again, Daddy, they score the tying run in the bottom of the eighth, not an 8-7 game, a 1-0 game on a bleeder that goes off the first baseman's glove that took a, I don't know, a funny hop. But, you know, 70% of the time the first baseman makes it. It's an error. They score an unearned run in the eighth to tie it at one.
Yeah.
That's your Bull or Noble, brought to you by Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney and Grand Island. All power equipment fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go, and they back it with service after the sale. Email us with your thoughts on South Carolina being the national champion. And again, this in no way is to throw, it does throw them under the bus a little bit, but it's not to take away from what they did. Somebody had to win the College World Series, and they did it. And they did it with pitching, and they did it with defense. And even when it looked like Jackie Bradley Jr. was going to be the stud, he was 0 for 5 last night. And he did not finish the College World Series as well as he started. But for a team to win six baseball games after losing the opener, they only had one very impressive win. Even the 7-1 win over UCLA was not very impressive. It was a very impressive pitching performance. Very impressive pitching performance.
You're just saying from the nickel and dime perspective how they scored runs and how they manufactured runs? One of the reasons
have you ever seen anybody get more squib hits to win games? Bottom line, non-hard hit balls.
Did they have a lot of
outstanding defensive plays?
None that really stand out.
But again, this is taking direction away from what was an exciting finish at Rosenblatt last night. I wanted UCLA so we could go three games, but if we'd have went three games and somebody would have won 12-2 tonight, to have the first walk-off hit since Warren Morris's home run in 96, that's the way to go out. It was a well-played, pitched game, 2-1. And for all the people that say, why didn't you walk him? Why didn't you walk him? Jackie Bradley Jr. sitting on deck. Here's my thought on this, and then I'll get your thought, and I'll be quiet for a little bit. You walk this guy, Jackie Bradley Jr. is number three, and then you got the number four guy up. So if you walk the young man, Whit Merrifield, who got the hit, then Jackie Bradley Jr. comes up. Okay, you can walk him. But then there's no room for error against the number four hitter, the cleanup hitter for South Carolina with one out. There's no room for error. And Jackie Bradley Jr. is not hitting into no double play. You had to get a strikeout. And I will also say this. He may not have intentionally been trying to walk Whit Merrifield, but even the pitch that Merrifield hit into right was low and away. It would have been a 3-0 count. So he was doing the unintentional, intentional walk. And Merrifield just went after the 2-0 pitch and got it into right field.
I will say this. You can't put him on base. You got to eliminate base runners. To get to Bradley, you want to know part of that, even if the guy was over 5. The series he had is well documented. You knew what he was hitting with him coming to the plate. You couldn't put anybody on base. Now, I'll go back to your other point. You know, they won 54 games in the Southeastern Conference. I think, you know, very well deserving of reaching Omaha and ousting a national seed. I don't know. I'd have to go back and look at other records. I mean, obviously, as far as a long shot goes, Fresno State from just a couple 3 years ago stands out being one of those teams that really overachieved as far as talent goes. Would have one of the least amount of talents, I would think. But still, 54 games in that conference. I think that's a hell of a year, and congratulations to Coach Tanner and his squad. I think it's a great championship, first ever in school history of any kind. That's what's really amazing about the story.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the number you can dial if you'd like to join us on the show today. If you're heading home or heading on the road for the 4th of July weekend, got a little time to kill, give us a buzz. Or you can shoot us an email with those fancy little phones that everybody has. All you got to do is email Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up, UNK Athletic Director John McBride and Jason Danley of the College Fans Sports Network is going to join us, talk a little NAIA football as well, coming up in just a little bit here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But the College World Series wrapping up last night, and again, it was an interesting World Series, and I think great crowd as well last night.
Yeah, I think Omaha once again stood up, and well, you knew they would, thus being the final chapter in the Rosenblatt Stadium. Well-documented history there. I think, you know, a lot of people attended just for that, to say they've been there, and I think it'll be interesting to see. I hope the family atmosphere remains intact. I'm a little bit nervous. Some of the reports of what the season ticket holders are going to be paying next year at the new stadium compared to what they started paying a long time ago at Rosenblatt Stadium. And yes, times have changed, and the money has certainly increased since they started buying those tickets. But I hope it remains a family event that Omaha's always made it.
Want to hear from the coaches from last night's game. UCLA coach John Savage, they always have to come in and speak first. And after a long celebration and the closing down of Rosenblatt, and they had to sit there and were very classy in the dugout, waited for South Carolina to celebrate, then went out and shook hands. And Coach Savage, as most runner-up coaches will say, this program has come a long way.
I'm so proud of our players and our program, the strides that we have made. It's been a long journey. I've told the players that they have now reached the pinnacle in college baseball. They've experienced the rigors of the regionals and the super regionals and the bracket of coming out and playing for a national championship. So now every player in that locker room knows what it feels like, what all the hard work and all the sacrifice to get to where they are. And we can sit there and be very proud of our entire program, and now the bar has been raised, and we look to be back as soon as possible. This team can say that they have been the best team in UCLA history, which is a long and rich tradition, and I just can't say how proud I am about every single person that's been part of our program. The game was special. The game was as good as it gets at this level. Rob and Eric and Dan, big reason why we're here, and South Carolina just wouldn't give us anything. We just couldn't knock the door down and get a couple runs early, and might have been the difference in the game. We would have got to game three, but you know what? The national championship is supposed to be played like that. We came up short tonight, but we're very proud and look forward to the future.
UCLA, is it easy to say that they're the power now of the West? Because Arizona State was 52-8 this year before the College World Series.
I think you look at the power in the West, Arizona State's kind of been those mainstays. They can say that they're right up at the top, but the transfer has headed south. Was Oregon State back-to-back national champions not too long ago? Yeah, I think you can safely say UCLA is playing a dominant role in Pac-10 baseball.
And South Carolina coach Ray Tanner says what a way to close things out at Rosenblatt.
And to be able to survive and win the last game is really incredible. I know the new stadium will be very special and a great facility, but this is history. And we'll be a part of the College World Series and Rosenblatt for a long, long time.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll still take your comments and discussion on the College World Series. Love to hear from you. And Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Our weekly Loper Link with UNK Athletic Director John McBride. Got some questions, and I think he'll be able to provide some answers. If you've got a question, email us. We'll pass it along as well. It's coming up next.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. If you have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons. We have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle. CharterWest National Bank.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up. Charger. Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat. Build lean muscle for a stronger core and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition. Charger. For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunbart on 2nd Avenue in Kearney or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Summer is fun, but with bug bites, you have to be careful for West Nile and Lyme disease. Ask your pharmacist at ABC Drug how to help fight insect bites. ABC Drug is your summer-soothing Health Mart headquarters. ABC now carries insulated picnic totes, complete with shatter-resistant plates and glasses, silverware, napkins, and salt and pepper shakers, with room to pack the meal. It's all you need for the perfect picnic. Only at ABC Drug and Gift, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drug Store.
When I step onto your farm,
I am Dynagro.
I am dedicated to serving you.
I am Dynagro.
I will offer only the best seed for your farm.
I am Dynagro.
I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dynagro. Call Dynagro at 1-800-652-9298. Grow with the best.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill, their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing, or how about their outstanding prime rib. Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Just when you thought it was safe to enter the month of July. It's the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest at the Hilltop Mall. July 9th, 11 to 1. Tune to Doug and Daddy at 11 weekdays for entry details. How many quarter-pound Trotman's dogs can you hold down? 10?
No problem.
Big 12? Maybe a pack 16? Plus, some returning members from the Storm hockey team will be there. Big winners, big eaters. We love them all on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 and 1550.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures climb around 87 for a high. Southeast winds will stay from around 10 to 20 miles per hour. As we head into tonight, skies are expected to stay clear as we'll dip back to 63. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 77.
I feel like Jim Rome when we do that. Had a couple inquiries about the Tom Osborne interview. You will have to go to the Jim Rome website to hear that. Probably if you Google it, I saw it on Facebook today as well. So there's probably other ways to find that. But that's the one of the main ways to do that. It's time for our Wednesday Loper Link segment brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, we have the loans. And by the College Store on 1420 West 24th, just south of the Health and Sports Center. When you come to get your fall textbooks, they've got them, and they're the cheapest around. They guarantee it. Loper gear as well. You can go to the College Store, or you can also visit them online, thecollegestore.com. Well, Daddy, interesting developments, and that's why we bring in the man that has all the answers to the program.
Yeah, John McBride joins us, athletic director for the University of Nebraska, Kearney. John, do you have all the answers for us?
Absolutely not. I wish I did.
There's not supposed to be this much stuff going on in the middle of the summer, but there's always a day's work to be done. And, John, first off, I guess you're coming back from the RMAC meetings from earlier this week. Is it interesting out there? Are you Tom Osborne right now? Is everybody wondering what you want to do?
Well, that's okay. If someone wants me to be Tom Osborne, I'm okay with that. Interesting times. We had some, we had some good meetings, good dialogue, and the interesting thing about all this is that the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference is looking at potential expansion and trying to find ways to see if they can curb costs and travel and help some of its member schools, and so they have a keen awareness of trying to do what's in their best interests, and from a budget standpoint and from an affiliation standpoint in conference, and they're looking at some long-term answers. And I think, interestingly, that made them understand, why we would look at what we need to look at and some other, other conference options. Bottom line, I've said this before, there's nothing that the RMAC can do about where Kearney, Nebraska is located. And it's going to continue to be a problem, I think, and as moving forward, and thus the reason to look elsewhere and see if we can position ourselves in a conference that will help us in some regards. Is when it get into the student athlete welfare issues, the travel expense issues.
John, have you been contacted by the MIAA?
Not officially, no. They've reached out and asked us if we would have any interest in potential expansion plans on their part, but nothing's been done from an official membership standpoint. We're aware of their vote to expand, and we're aware there's a limited window of opportunity to consider whether UNK might be part of those teams that would be looking at expansion into the MIAA, and then we're handling things internally, weighing what's going on within the RMAC, and then what potentially could happen in another conference, and we'll make a decision here, relatively soon. I think we need to move on this, and this needs to be handled this summer for everybody's sake.
John McBride, the athletic director at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, John, everybody obviously is going to compare timelines and situations to Nebraska because it just happened, and it appeared that Nebraska wasn't officially offered until Nebraska made up their mind that they would go to the Big Ten. Is that exactly what's going to be happening here with UNK? You'll make up your mind, and then they will offer?
Well, I think there's a process that and from what I understand, I think the interested schools are to, send a letter of interest to the conference and let them know that they would like to be considered for membership. And so it sounds, similar to what you talked about there. The interesting thing about all this, guys, is that we get drawn into the comparison to the Nebraska situation and expansion. Obviously, this has nothing to do with that. We've been studying for 3 years, and all the Nebraska move to the Big Ten information, all that happened really at a bad timing, I guess, for us, because we've been talking about conference affiliation and budgets, looking at what we're spending as a conference member in the RMAC, looking at what we might spend in other conferences for the better part of 2 years now, making a decision or trying to make a decision where we went with things. The ironic thing that happened most recently is that the MIAA 6 months ago at the NCAA convention voted as a conference to not expand, and so that wasn't even an option out there at that time. And then there were some schools that approached them, and then they started looking at potential expansion plans again. So that's really the only reason this popped back up again, or we probably wouldn't be having the discussions. We would be having discussions with our brethren in the RMAC, because they're very seriously looking at, you know, trying to find a way to maybe restructure the conference, look at some models that potentially could help the outlying schools with their travel issues.
A lot of folks that are very entrenched at the University of Nebraska at Kearney are familiar with what the Mid-America Intercollegiate Athletic Association is. It used to be the Missouri Intercollegiate. There are 11 members right now. Fort Hays State and UNO are the two newest members, which have been rivals of UNK for a long time. Central Missouri, Emporia State, Missouri Southern, Missouri Western, Northwest Missouri State, Pittsburgh State, Southwest Baptist, Truman State, Washburn, Fort Hays, and UNO make up that conference. Those are the schools, Tony.
John, I guess in your studies, I've heard rumors out there that you've found just as the traveling goes, you would save an upwards of $250,000 to $300,000. Is that true?
I don't want to get into specifics, but I think one of the interesting things that makes the MIAA worth looking at is its footprint. And the teams that you just mentioned are teams that were longtime rivals back in the NAIA days for Kearney State and UNK, and so there's an interest from that standpoint. There's significant potential savings there from a travel standpoint that could be reinvested in some student athlete welfare issues and scholarship and or travel. So that's one of the things that is probably an opportunity when you look at opportunities and challenges. There's some challenges from an overall budget standpoint that would need to be taken into place. And again, you weigh the pros and cons of situations whenever you make these type of decisions. And we've got to look at the conference long term and make a determination as to whether it's a fit for us moving forward. And I think to some degree, obviously, there's some things that intrigue us about the MIA after 2 years of study, and they've come to the forefront as a potential fit for us. And the travel savings, the student athlete welfare issue of having the young men and women not on the buses as long and not over the mountains, not missing as many classes, that's all obviously very interesting, very intriguing to us, and factors into the decision-making process.
John McBride joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. John, the one thing that stands out to me is in the RMAC, the football scholarship deal will keep coming up. The MIAA has 36 scholarships. It seems to me to play football, it would be a gauntlet with playing UNO every week, and there would be 56-14 scores. I like the 56-14 scores going on in the RMAC. We're on the 56 side of that. I don't think, as I look ahead, if the scholarships remain the same, I don't like where we're headed with where the 56 would be on the other side of the foot.
Well, I think you mentioned something there, if scholarships remain the same. And obviously things would need to change from a scholarship funding standpoint, specifically in some sports, where the MIA would have an advantage in that regard. So, with every opportunity comes challenges. There would be some, budgeting challenges. We would have to do some significant fundraising. It would be an investment, from a private standpoint, from some folks and some potential donors. But we do need that. We're very aware of the. The study gave us some great numbers. We're very aware of where we stand as compared to schools in the MIAA and where their budgets are. And one thing that we're not interested in doing is putting any of our coaches and their programs in an uncompetitive situation moving forward. So that's something that's very aware of, and very much a factor in things.
Athletic Director at UNK, John McBride, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show with our weekly Loper Link. And I guess, John, you're as aware as everybody. I mean, you're at the top there, but that is obviously the feeling. That's the first thing that everybody keeps bringing up that I talk to is, how can we compete? How can we all of a sudden almost double our scholarships? And it's not just football. And is this the number one concern with leaving the RMAC and joining the MIAA?
Well, I think, you know, it's interesting. I think budgets are number one concern for every athletic department in America right now, because having just sat through the RMAC meetings, you know, the state of Nebraska has its budget issues, but the state of Colorado has what seems to be even more serious ones coming forward, and no one's sure what they're, you know, going to be dealing with. But budget's always at the top of my list of concerns, and for varying reasons. We're very carefully study things and look at whether we'll be able to make the changes and improvements in budgets that are necessary to be competitive, because that's one thing moving forward. We don't want to move into a situation where we're not going to be competitive and not putting our, you know, folks in a position to have that level playing field.
John, again, I have to go with the Nebraska blueprint. Once we get done talking about sports, then we start talking about all the other benefits or non-benefits to moving with academics and all the other things. Can you enlighten us on what the difference would be when it comes to academics between the two conferences, or is there much of a difference?
Interestingly, the schools in the MIAA, or if you do some research on them, are pretty good fits from an academic standpoint. Similar institutions, similar towns, similar fan base, similar alumni base. You know, if that's why I think the MIAA rose while we went through this study over the past couple of years. It became apparent that an affiliation with, if we ever were going to make a change, an affiliation with the MIAA would make some sense. So that's why we're where we're at today. And there's a lot of factors that would go into that, but it made sense for us to at least have discussions with the MIAA moving forward about the potential of being part of their expansion plans.
John, this is a general question that I've been getting on the street, and I think you have an answer for it. If I have $20,000 and I want to donate it and say, you know what, I want to help the UNK football team have a scholarship, that all that money goes through the foundation, right?
Yeah, scholarships are handled through our foundation, correct?
Through the UNK Foundation or through the University of Nebraska Foundation?
Well, it's through our office of the Nebraska Foundation. Each of our sports programs have specific accounts set up in the foundation that where money's earmarked. If someone makes donations and earmarks it for a program, those monies go to that program.
Okay, the question is this. If we've got a billion-dollar foundation, why is football not fully funded? From the university, not from you. I mean, why is that even a choice with the University of Nebraska?
Well, it's a complex one. you might want to have the foundation folks on at some point. They do handle a great deal amount of money. I think it's been an institutional decision over the years to not fully fund football scholarships. And I think that's why the RMAC was a good fit for, you know, is a good fit for UNK with the present funding level. But, you know, decisions were made at what level the institution was going to fund its scholarships at. And, I think you have to step things up. You know, I talked about it. In order to fund a program at that level, you have to do a whole lot from a private standpoint. Whole lot more than what's probably been done over the years here. You know, the bar just hasn't been set at 36 scholarships here, so that's why the money's not, you know, put that direction. It's reallocated according to the wishes of the institutions.
John McBride, athletic director at UNK. The MIAA, it sounds like, really wants UNK to join their conference. It sounds like things are moving along very quickly. John, you thought that things You mentioned when we started this interview that you thought things one way or the other would be done quickly. I guess last question, what's the next step? Who makes the decision? What's the next step in this process?
Well, we have some work to do internally. Chancellor Christensen and I are talking to folks internally on campus and getting the, who we need in their loop. At some point, that's in a not very in the near future, next week or two, we'll probably put some things together, and I think this is something that would be reviewed or talked about with our Board of Regents members, and we'd have to obviously talk to Dr. J.B. Milliken and the president and his administration too, and get people on board with things moving forward. But I think it's the ball's in our court now to make a decision as to where we are situated moving forward, and we're trying to do that as quickly as a fashion as we can. I think for the sake of everybody involved, it's best that we wrap it up quickly.
And Doug and Daddy will be in that loop too, I'm assuming.
Oh, absolutely. Only if they get a promise that I don't get any more questions about the foundation.
John, that wasn't a landmine. I didn't want to.
That was like the George Bush routines on Saturday Night Live. Where he said, I was promised there'd be no math questions.
Well, John, we appreciate your honesty, and I know we'll be talking apparently a lot more here in the near future as this continues to progress. Best of luck to you and all that are involved in making this decision. I know whatever happens will probably be the right decision for UNK. So enjoy.
Well, and I just would ask people and don't believe everything that's said. A lot of rumors out there, and a lot of people think decisions have already been made, and they haven't. We're taking this very seriously, as we should. It's a major decision for the program, and affects a lot of people, a lot of institutions in our current conference, and potentially in a future conference. And you got to put all the information down on the table and have it in front of you to make those type of decisions. So just be patient, and we will let everybody know.
All right, John, thanks so much for the time. We'll talk with you again soon.
Okay, thanks.
That's why we'll give your cell phone out so everybody can voice their
opinion. John's cell phone number is. They'll be walking around campus. Our Loper Leg brought to you, as always, by the College Store. Lopers, the College Store on 1420 West 24th. Open with your textbook supplies and tons of Loper gear. Stop by, or you can check them out online at thecollegestore.com. Also brought to you by Russ Smith at Charterwest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, we have the loans at Charterwest National Bank. Boy, Tony, I'll say it. They're gone.
Okay. This has happened so fast in a week.
I know. It's one of those things that have been on the back burner, but obviously it gets out. And I think this one kind of got out through the UNO channels and the story in the Omaha World Herald filtering down. I mean, something we've known about for a long time, but just all of a sudden one week something happens, somebody talks about it, and here it is. The concern, yes, the travel may not be always as far. There's still going to be a lot of travel. None of those schools are close. I mean, Omaha, you can still keep your Shatter, your Wayne. I'm interested, and we didn't, there was so much time there. Was there ever any thought of joining the Northern Sun with Wayne State? Would that be a bad fit? But you're right. On the one hand, this will be a much tougher conference starting with football. Then you got to break it down and look at all the other sports and see what they think. I mean, when UNK was good at basketball, they were as good as anybody. It really didn't matter where they were. Volleyball, same story. Night in and night out, you may get tougher competition. That doesn't mean the Lopers won't win those competitions. It just might be a little tougher.
Folks, we will effort somebody from the foundation, because I've got to get an answer to this question. If you've got a $1.2 billion foundation and we've got 20 scholarships in football and we would move to the MIAA, that would be 16 scholarships. If a scholarship's worth $15,000, That's just an arbitrary number. It may be 18,000, maybe 20, I don't know what that number is. That's $240,000. I cannot believe if you've got a billion-dollar foundation, how $240,000 could make one damn to you. The market fluctuates that every 30 minutes in a billion-dollar foundation.
You got to be the head of the foundation. You got to pay them. That's not a $60,000 job. There you go. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Daddy's all worked up again. And
That's not a shot at Christensen. That's not a shot at McBride. I just want an answer.
No, that's right.
Easy. My head's about ready to blow up, and I need to play the crane game.
Just like the fireworks at TD Shack 32. And then once you get your fireworks, you go a little farther up the hill to the New Godfathers in the Archway Plaza on North 2nd and 42nd Street. You fill your belly like we did earlier this week with the great buffet, only $6.50. It includes the salad bar and, of course, the crane game. I had a dream last night that I caught something in the crane game. You're affecting me.
Yeah, I know it's caught in that crane game. It's that bear's arm under that other thing.
Try something else.
I can't.
Things in life don't come easy. You have to work at them.
I want the yellow bear.
And not tipping the machine over, okay? Plus, Godfather's delivers to you while they're open, Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 10, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 11. Just give them a call, 234-9444. And, of course, if you don't want the buffet, they'll whip you up your favorite pizza, pepperoni,
calzone.
Calzones, the taco pizza. They've got the ESPN televisions on, and there's room for your entire crew. A lot of kids for camps, a lot of traveling. They can seat over 140 in their double dining room at Godfather's in the Archway Plaza in Kearney. When we come back, Jason Danley from College Fan Sports Network joins us after this.
Autolite is throwing down the Autolite Challenge. We're challenging you to challenge us to see just how well we can make your car perform. Try our spark plugs in any maker, model, import, or domestic, and if you're not satisfied, we'll give your money back. Plus, you could win free gas for a year at AutoliteChallenge.com. So challenge us. We're up for it. Autolite. It's time to change your plugs.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Ends August 31st, 2010. Open U.S. and Canadian residents 18 or older. Guarantee requires return spark plugs and receipt. For other conditions and official rules, see a participating retailer or go to AutoliteChallenge.com.
Salon Paws brings you the pain-relieving power of a pill in a patch with the new Comfort Stretch Pain Relief Patch. Get relief from back pain, shoulder pain, or a stiff neck with a patch. The Salon Paws Pain Relief Patch is ultra-thin, ultra-flexible, and it's the only FDA-approved over-the-counter topical pain relief patch that goes right to the site of your pain. Try the new Salon Paws Comfort Stretch Pain Relief Patch today. Also try Salon Paws Arthritis Pain, available at major drugstores and local pharmacies.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th. Cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922.
Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures climb around 87 for a high. Southeast winds will stay from around 10 to 20 miles per hour. As we head into tonight, skies are expected to stay clear as we'll dip back to 63. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 77.
Dino Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation on this Wednesday edition, the last day of June, and we are glad to have you along with us. When we get into July, the magazines are coming out, and they're coming out every day. And today, it is the debut of the College Fan Sports Network, NAIA Football Magazine, and the guru, self-named, is Jason Danley, and he joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, J.D.
Good morning, and believe it or not, the guru thing was not actually self-named. It was given to me by a bunch of people, and I'm like, gee, thanks. But I guess I'll run with it.
Well, there's some other names a lot of people have given you, but we didn't introduce you that way today.
Well, I would actually probably like those better than being called the guru. Although I do love NAI Sports. I've been covering it for a long time. I guess I like the derogatory remarks better.
Out of Columbus, went to Dana, tutelaged under some of the very finest media folks in the entire state of Nebraska in his young career. And now with the... this was Victory Sports. Now it's College Fan Sports Network. Again, for the folks out there, the founder of ESPN was behind this, and it has really taken off. They have folks all over the place covering everything. But, Jason, obviously, your first...
How come the founder of ESPN gets all the headlines when Jason Danley is the one that did all the work?
Well, because he wrote the check.
Oh, okay.
Ding.
Jason, your first love is the NAIA. And you put together the preseason top 25, and it's, I guess, there's not a lot of surprises. The coaches put out a spring poll. We kind of know where we are, and a lot of the same names that we're used to seeing at the top are there in the top 25. Although they're going to have some different circumstances up there at Sioux Falls. They're preseason number one. You don't think the coaching switch is going to make any difference?
Yeah, I really don't. Jed Stugart came into a Mid-American Nazarene program a couple years ago. That was very good. And the thing that Jed does very well is look at the people that he's got on staff, put them into positions of power so, they're keeping contact with the kids and making sure that he doesn't buck the system too much in the first couple years. And I can already tell he's been doing the same thing this spring at Sioux Falls, and he's got a heck of a transfer quarterback coming out of Colorado State to lead their offense this year. So I think Sioux Falls is just going to be as strong as they have been in the past, even with the coaching change.
Jason, Sioux Falls, of course, sits at number one. Morningside at number five. Hastings College, for fans out there, number 13 in all the land, expecting good things from the Broncos.
Yeah, I really think that Hastings is turning the corner. I think with having Hubert back as a senior quarterback or as an upperclassman quarterback is going to help them. And, really, they lost a couple big names, but they have a real strong core of football players back with the Broncos this year, seven returning starters on defense, six on the offensive side, and a really big local recruit, I feel like, in Dalton Sealy going there at the running back position. And anybody that knows the history of Broncos running backs, they've had some pretty good ones. I think Sealy's going to follow in those footsteps.
Jason Danley joins us here from College Fans Network on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk about their NAIA Preview magazine. Which is out there, a lot of different covers depending on where you're at in the nation. Who gets the cover here?
Locally, we go with two guys from Sioux Falls and a fellow from Black Hill State University. Dominic Stadzinski from Sioux Falls, along with John Ryan, a wide receiver from up there. And then Wacy Coleman from Black Hill State gets it for the Dakota Athletic Conference here regionally. So, there are some local tie-ins there. Black Hill State is actually one of those schools that may be courted by the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference, as you just got off your conversation there with John McBride of UNK. So it's kind of funny how all these things are starting to tie together in small college athletics with conferences.
Well, what about Lindenwood?
Well, Lindenwood is a team. Last fall I was talking to their head football coach and their athletic director, and the MIAA was talking to Lindenwood pretty hard at that time about potentially joining them if they decided to go Division II, and if Lindenwood does get accepted to become a Division II member, I definitely see them in the MIAA, and just kind of looking at the lay of the land in the MIAA, you're probably looking at two divisions, an east and a west, and probably split by that Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma border, having the west with a couple Oklahoma schools from the Lone Star Conference joining them.
Jason, you guys were able to do a college fan NAIA football game of the week last year. As you went around the nation, are there a couple places that stand out in NAIA football that are really good venues to take in a contest on a Saturday afternoon?
You know, the top teams in the country are the best teams, not only because they have great athletes, but they have schools that really support their athletic programs, put a lot of money into them, and get really nice facilities. And University of Sioux Falls has got a tremendous facility, and they're still actually building into that one. Lindenwood is absolutely magnificent. I mean, it's a horseshoe-style stadium. It seats about 10,000, and it's a magnificent place to watch a small college football game. You know, Carroll College has always been a favorite of mine because it's kind of nestled between a couple mountains, and you can fit about 8,000 people into their facilities. And they're one of the few schools in the NAI that actually has a skybox area where they sell between 50 and 100 indoor tickets. But not a bad ticket to have when you're playing in Helena, Montana in the dead of November.
Jason Daly joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jason, in your magazine, I don't probably think you have a page that says this, but why don't you tell us who's the best NAIA college football player in Nebraska? Not in the GPAC, but of the schools in Nebraska.
You know, you look at the schools in Nebraska, there's a lot of good talent coming back, and we just look locally at your Midlands and your Concordias. It's kind of tough to land on just a guy, but I think Hastings College has got some of the best ones coming back. I look at Hubert back at quarterback. He's probably the top returning quarterback on the Nebraska side of things. Defensively, defensive lineman Pete Botkin. He's been a tremendous talent to come in out of Omaha, and he was the Broncos' lifter of the year last year. I think he's a guy that you definitely have to consider in that conversation. And you know, Nebraska Wesleyan has got some pretty good football players back as well on the defensive side. And you know, I'd plan to maybe land on a safety in Cole Meyer or Josh Kendall down there as two guys would be pretty good. You know, my alma mater went 0-11 last year, so they're not exactly in the conversation on this one.
Jason Daly joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jason, everybody, I'm going back to the Hastings College talk, and it's been those upper elite teams that have set themselves apart. How much has that gap narrowed, if at any?
I think it's been narrowed quite a bit. I think the Broncos have done a good job recruiting the last couple of years and making sure that they get guys that are in there for 3-4 years and learn the system. And I think the gap has narrowed. I also think some of the help with that is maybe Morningside and Sioux Falls aren't as fantastic as they were 4 and 5 years ago. I mean, even though Sioux Falls is the number one team in the country, I think this is their worst team, if there's such a thing, in the last 3 to 4 years, and they're still the number one team in the country. So I think that helps out a little bit. I also think the way your schedule lays out for you helps out the Broncos this year. When you just look at the way that their schedule falls, they're playing at Briarcliff, Dakota Wesleyan, and Dort, so a good possibility to be 3-0 before playing Sioux Falls at home. They do have to travel to Northwestern after that, and even if you lose those two games and you're 3-2, you likely can finish up with a 5-game winning streak with Dana, Concordia, Midland, Doan, and Nebraska Wesleyan on the schedule. So the schedule sets up nicely for the Broncos to linger around the top 15 teams in the country and potentially make another run into the postseason. And gosh, they're one injury away from making it into the second round of the NAI Championship Series last year.
I have to ask you this. What's going to be tougher, Sioux Falls? Who's got the tougher schedule, Hastings College or Abby Peñas?
I think probably Abby Peñas, because she has to put up with me on a day-to-day basis, and she has to deal with my inner workings of trying to be a collegiate sports guy. So I'm going to land on her. Literally and figuratively, I guess, here. didn't mean to step down that road.
Hello!
Jason, where's your first game of the week take you to? Have you figured that out yet?
We haven't figured that out yet. We do, I guess for all intents and purposes, yeah, we have. We have our first down classic this year, and it'll be Ottawa, the team that knocked the Broncos out of the playoffs last year, taking on Baker. And these two schools are separated by 20 miles. They've played 79 times in their history. They haven't played, though, since 1993 due to conference reconfigurations. So with that, we'll go down to Ottawa, Kansas this year and deal with that game. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We'll definitely be there to broadcast that. And they expect to have a crowd of 4,000 to 5,000 coming into the small town of Ottawa, Kansas for that ball game.
All right, buddy. We expect to catch up with you a little more often this fall, okay?
Yeah, I hope so. I actually hope to be making it over to Kearney quite a few more times to watch the Loper soccer team play a few more games over there. So if I'm there in the middle of the week, I'll make sure I stop in and say hello. And I do have to regret to inform you on July 9th for your hot dog eating contest you got going on there. I really wanted to be in attendance, but the aforementioned Abby Penas is going to be really mad at me if I miss out on our wedding that day. So my bad. I won't be there for it, guys.
Again, something I could say here. But good luck. But good luck to you and Ab. And, Jace, we always appreciate you giving us some time, and we'll see you again soon, buddy.
I appreciate it, guys. You have a good one.
All right, College Fan Sports Network's Jason Danley joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We need to take a break. When we're back, we are going to wrap up today's show. Stay with us.
I'd like to call to order the fellowship of the one that got away.
Here, here.
We've got a new member with us today, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
What brought you here today, Jim?
Well, I was reeling in this huge bass, the size of a horse.
Oh, yeah.
I got it to the boat, and that old bass looked up at me, winked, spit out that lure, and disappeared.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it time you became part of the group? To find out where to get your fishing license today, Google Take Me Fishing.
Here, here.
You gotta love a flank steak. The way it soaks up flavors and takes the heat for you when that summer grill gets going. A lean cut as tantalizing as it is trustworthy. All a flank steak needs is a splash of marinade, and you'll have it made in the shade. That's the flank steak. One of 29 lean cuts that make beef one powerful protein. Learn to love them all at beefiswhatsfordinner.com.
Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, cycling, golf, bowling, basketball, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 12th through the 15th in Kearney. Don't wait to sign up. Go to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2010 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
The Courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the Courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
The NHL handed out its postseason hardware Wednesday.
Instantly and on demand, anytime you want sports video.
But it was far from a masterpiece.
AP Sports is on ESPNRadioSuperstation.com.
The Americans are once again preparing to play.
Where you'll also find ESPN Sports Center on demand.
When I step on the court, this is not going to change. I'm always going to work hard.
Taylor Hall is the first piece in downtrodden Edmonton's rebuilding project.
ESPNSuperstation.com with a new look. Coming soon.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures climbed around 87 for a high. Southeast winds will stay from around 10 to 20 miles per hour. As we head into tonight, skies are expected to stay clear as we'll dip back to 63. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 77.
So baby, give me that toot-toot, and let me get that heat-heat. Running her hands through my fro, bouncing on 24s. Why they say I'm ready?
Back, Doug and Daddy's show, taking up to the noon hour. Well, just shortly after the noon hour, I guess. Through the noon hour here, wanting a burger, wanting a sandwich, chicken coops waiting for you. Kearney and Grand Island, remember, Wednesday night. Just $5. You can order any of the burgers off of the menu. Oh, yes. Totally Jack Burger, Legendary Burger, Mushroom Burger, Bacon Burger. Doesn't matter. They're all $5 Wednesday night. French fries as well. So why not go to the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island? Catch all your favorite TV, all the sports. 15 high-definition TVs await you. They're not a bad seat in the house. Plus, they got food. Plus, they've got drink specials every night of the week. Hey, and then Kearney, why don't you check out the Chicken Coop's newly remodeled downstairs? Now the basement party room is better and bigger than ever before. Well, I don't know if it's bigger. I think they moved some stuff out of the way and made it a little bit bigger to help fit your, whether you're talking a reunion, whether you're talking anniversary, whether you're talking birthday, just a family get-together, reunion, meeting of any kind, together, get together at Chicken Coop. They're waiting for you. Call Scott or call into the Chicken Coop. Great food, awesome atmosphere, lots of TVs, plenty of games. Only at the Chicken Coop. And remember, Mountain Oysters on Monday, but Wednesdays, $5 burgers.
World Cup. Oh, there's none today. No World Cup today, Daddy.
Well, that's all right. We'll be fine. We'll battle our way through it.
No World Cup. American Legion Baseball, before we get out of here, Kearney Post 52 and Runza are both winners last night. Grand Island took all the games from Hastings, but that sets up a Cornhusker League West Division Championship battle tonight in Kearney. As Kearney, who has won 22 consecutive games, Kearney Runza will take on Grand Island Home Federal. That is always the battle. Last night, they played a 1-0 game over Hastings. A solo home run was the only scoring in that baseball game. Hitting that solo home run for Grand Island was Adam Brown, Gavin Forsberg, and John LeMaster, each threw two hitters. So it's kind of like the College World Series, a well-pitched ball game.
Good for, you know what? We've got some great area baseball this summer going on. Get out and check it out, people.
Hey, we want to thank our guests on the show today, including UNK Athletic Director John McBride, as the Lopers are making moves to possibly join the MIAA, and from the College Fan Sports Network, Jason Danley. Tomorrow, Joe DeMayo's weekly segment, and a lot more to talk about here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we head into July.
Hey, look forward to having you with us 23 hours from now right here. Doug and Daddy Show, Southern Nebraska, ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 on your AM dial in Kearney, 1550 on your AM dial in Hastings. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.